This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The basic rule of the Affordable Care Act, most of us know. Most everybody's got to have health insurance or pay a penalty. Some of the exceptions, though, we may not be quite as familiar with. One of them is for members of what are called healthcare sharing ministries. There are already more than 100,000 people enrolled across the country and counting, that number is. From KERA in Dallas, Lauren Silverman has the story.
Diane Cozart is a believer. She's a devout Christian whose faith plays out in every aspect of her life, including her health care.
It's a lot more than insurance. It's a great peace of mind, and it really feels like ministry, too.
Cozart and her husband signed up for a program called MediShare. Members of this group agree to a strict set of principles: to attend church, abstain from extramarital sex, and avoid alcohol and drug abuse. You violate these rules and you could lose health coverage.
I like it that my insurance dollars are not going to help pay for folks who live alternate lifestyles and maybe they do things that are not healthful. So my premiums stay down.
MediShare members do pay less on average than they might for traditional health insurance. And less is covered. You can pretty much forget about preventative care, the morning after pill, abortions, or drug rehab. Each month, Cozart pays $592 for her husband and two youngest kids. It's like a premium, but that money is simply distributed to other members with medical needs.
When we got our statement this month, it told me the names of the people who were getting my money. And I could write them a little note of encouragement, or I'm praying for you.
In 2005, it was Cozart's name on other people's statements. She had breast cancer and a plan that capped out-of-pocket expenses to $1,200 a year.
I calculated that there were about $100,000 worth of surgeries, but once I met the deductible, that was it. And I never paid any more during that year.
Sound too good to be true? Well, MediShare isn't your typical insurance. In fact, it argues it's not insurance at all. So what's the difference?
The biggest difference is that there's no guarantee your medical bills would ever be paid.
Tony Meggs is president of the ministry that runs MediShare. He explains that the 70,000 members just agree to share in each other's medical needs, but there's no guarantee. There's also no reserves.
If we were to build reserves up, that would be pooling money, and that's insurance. We've created a patented process that simply enables you and I to share money between our accounts.
It's worked this way for 20 years, and supporters successfully lobbied Congress for an exemption in the Affordable Care Act so people like Diane Cozart can stay with their faith-based alternative without penalty. That's good news for health-sharing ministries like MediShare.
Since the passage of the Affordable Care Act in 2010, we have seen significant growth.
Membership has nearly doubled, and that worries critics like Kevin Lucia.
Right now, most states don't see healthcare sharing ministries as insurance, and therefore they don't regulate them like insurance.
Lucia is with the Center on Health Insurance Reforms at Georgetown University. He says under the Affordable Care Act, insurance plans are closely monitored and have to cover essential health benefits. Things like lab tests, prescription drugs, and mental health services.
These consumer protections, which are integral to the Affordable Care Act, don't apply to healthcare sharing ministries.
But lack of consumer protections and guarantees hasn't stopped thousands of people from signing up. They're turning to fellow believers and putting their health in God's hands. In Dallas, I'm Lauren Silverman for Marketplace.